I'm Lynn.
I'm Asma.
I'm Sasha.
I'm Layla.
I'm Alifia.
Join us Mondays from 11 to 12 only on 99.5 FM for a fun afternoon chat with Chai Time,
where we will chat about food, health, beauty, and much, much more. So sit back and just chill.
Just chill, chill, just chill. Just chill, chill.
More than 17 years of business experience. Winner of the National Quality Award from the National Association of Insurance and Financial Advisory for 9 consecutive years. Member of the Court of the Table Million Dollar Roundtable, the premier association of insurance and financial professionals for 4 consecutive years. Chairman's Counsel Agent with New York Life, which put him in the top 1% in the country for 8 consecutive years. Supporting community events and charitable organizations for over a decade. One name, Amir Ali Dodia, your agent of the community. Call today to secure your family's financial future. Agent, New York Life Insurance Company, 832-877-0177. That is 832-877-0177. Call today to help secure your family's financial future.
Celebration meals are always a breeze when you bring your family to Aling's Chinese. A birthday, anniversary, or a special day with friends, Aling's Chinese is setting the trend. Gobi Manchurian and mocktails with style, chili chicken and more, handcrafted to make you smile. All this in one place. So join us, if you please. Bring your family and friends to Aling's Chinese. Halal menu and catering available. Visit alingschinese.com.
Thanks to the excellent rates with Discount Power, excellent customer service team, and great customers like you all, you should become a part of their success story. Sign up for your electricity with Discount Power at discountpowertx.com. Discountpowertx.com.
Discount Power, PUCT number 10177.
I'm so sick and tired of just doing the regular girls' night out. We need to think something outside of the box. Like, I'm just something different.
I just heard about this new place that opened up in Sugarland. It's called Artsy Soul.
Artsy Soul?
Yeah. It's a new place where you can do mosaic, make candles, pottery, painting.
Wow, that sounds like fun.
It is fun. We should get Sarah and Janie and all our girls together for a girls' night. And it's right on University Boulevard.
Let's do this. Give me the number. Let's get the girls together.
The number is 346-874-7507.
Okay, so the number is 346-874-7507. Got it. Okay, well, I'm going to get the girls on the phone.
Experience royalty at the Maharaja Bhog. Maharaja Bhog, a pure vegetarian cuisine with recipes passed down through generations. 30 different dishes served at your table. Aapka pet to bhar jayega, ji nahi bharega. Visit Maharaja Bhog for a traditional meal in royal style. Boxed meals and catering also available. Call 713-771-2464. That's 713-771-2464.
You're listening to the Chai Time Show on 99.5 FM.
Listen close what I gotta say. Cause you know it ain't no other way. Love is the message, eh? Y'all ready? Let's go.
Welcome, Houston, to
Chai Time. Here is your Monday chat, only on 99.5 FM, with your hosts,
Lynn
and Sasha. Thanks for tuning in on this fabulous Monday morning with us on Chai Time. We hope everyone had a wonderful weekend. How's your weekend?
My weekend was really good. I want to give a big shout out to Kavita Tiwari from Sewa. You know, she
oops, what's going on here? It's too loud. But yeah, so we went for the gala, the fundraiser, and it was really good seeing all the hard work that all these volunteers do, giving their time, and just wanted to thank her for inviting the Arlings team. Thank you, Kavita.
Yay, thank you, Kavita. Wow, that is amazing. So we went to Artsy Soul this weekend, took the kids there. Mm-hmm. Well, Saturday we were at Layla's, had yummy, yummy dal, obviously. But yeah, so on Sunday we went to Artsy Soul with the girls and the boys. And it was so much fun just sitting there and just painting away. And that was fun. My youngest, she's like, okay, I'm done with this. And she got this like huge, fat pig that she wanted to paint. It was like a little piggy bank. Well, not a little one, but. And she's like, oh, I want to do more. I was like, no, we're done. Let's go. We were already there for like 2 hours, so I was about done. But it was so much fun, so much fun. So we need to encourage our kids to love to eat real food, honest, nutritious, healthy food, less fast food. And they need to eat, they need to see us eating that healthy by example. With that said, today we have the pleasure of having Professor Shreela Sharma. She's a professor of epidemiology at the University of Texas School of Public Health. She's also co-founder of Brighter Bites, a nonprofit organization creating communities of health through fresh food. Professor Shreela is a behavioral epidemiologist and a registered dietitian.
That's a tongue twister.
That is. I practice so much. I like staying quiet.
She's been practicing all week.
And I keep messing it up.
You're doing good.
I think we need to break it up, right?
Yeah, I did that.
You have to still put strokes. You forgot the strokes.
No, I did.
I'm just kidding. I love picking on her.
Yes. I wouldn't have it any other way. The epidemic she has focused on is childhood obesity prevention. She is passionate about improving food systems wherever children are. Schools, homes, you know, everywhere. Kids are everywhere. Along with Professor Shreela, we have Lisa Healthman. She is the Director of Public Affairs at the Houston for HEB Grocery Company. Prior to joining HEB in 2014, Lisa served as a Director of Real Estate Services at Texas Children's Hospital, where she created Real Estate Service Department. When she is not at HEB, when she isn't at HEB through their work in community, she's pushing kale smoothies to children all over the underserved communities as the founder and board chair of Brighter Bites. Wow. Welcome, ladies. This is beyond amazing on how much work you guys have done through Brighter Bites. I was going through your the website, and I'm just amazed. Like, how many schools have you guys reached so far? Well, first of all, welcome.
Thank you.
Sorry, it's so keep going. Here.
We're excited. You're excited. Yeah. So yeah. You can show that passion. We're happy for that.
Yeah, but it's amazing how much work you guys have done. And again, how many schools have you guys reached so far?
Hundreds, I would say. Yeah. I think we've been over the years in, I would say, over 500 sites.
Yeah.
500 sites.
In 6 cities.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Wow.
So, started as a little idea in Houston and just kept growing and growing beyond our expectations.
What made you guys want to start?
So I have 2 little boys, Drew and Nathan, and they're now 10 and 14. Yeah. But when they were 3 and 6, we participated in a fresh fruit and vegetable co-op, and we just got all of this amazing fresh food in our house every week. And their eating habits just started changing by having this exposure to a box of fresh produce.
Wow.
And one day, Drew was at a birthday party, and he called me over, and he said, Mommy, do I have to eat this? And I looked down, and it was cake. And he said, this is too sweet. I'd rather have fruit. And I thought he was crazy. I mean, 6-year-old says that?
That's amazing. Actually, my 5-year-old will rather have fruit.
Well, good.
But
then
that's because you introduced them at an early age. But that's amazing. Wow.
So that's exactly what I realized, is if you introduce kids at an early age and you expose them to good food, it tastes good. It tastes fresh. It tastes sweet. And that's enough. Natural food actually tastes better if they're accustomed to it.
Oh, wow.
And so I came up with this idea that we should do the same thing that we did at my house in lower income, underserved neighborhoods that lack access to fresh food, and childhood obesity and other illnesses are really high. And right after shortly after I came up with the idea, I was lucky to be introduced to Shreela, who could take the idea in this formula I came up with and actually put it into action. So together, we've been together since the start, and I think we can credit our success with her brains, our friendship, and a very big passion to just try to help make the world a better place.
Yeah.
And I just want to add that, you know, when Lisa came to me with the idea, I still remember sitting in that lobby and talking about it. But it really was an epiphany, because right at that point, the Institute of Medicine, which really comes out with a lot of the recommendations, came out with a recommendation that we are not going to solve childhood obesity or any of these chronic health issues with just telling people what to do.
Yeah.
We have to combine that knowledge with action. So, for example, you know, going back to Lisa's idea of combining access, so you actually give them the fruits and vegetables with the education, right? That's sort of the recommendation that the Institute of Medicine had come out at that point, but nobody was doing it, right? It's one thing to have a recommendation, but then to really do it.
And I didn't really know better. Like, I just had this idea, and I was like, I want to make this happen. Why can't we make this happen? There's food, there's kids in schools.
Let's go.
But it's all about timing too, right? Yeah. So the timing was just right for us to do it.
It's funny because, you know, we all come up with so many ideas that we want to do, and yeah, we're going to do this, we're going to do this, and then it just kind of sits in the back burner, you don't do it, but you ladies actually took that idea and went with it, and now you guys have already served like 500 schools. That is...
I would say there is a fire in our belly. no pun intended with the belly, but that we just kept going and going, and we're so excited about it, and doors kept opening and people believed in us. And you know, the great thing about Brighter Bites, and we can get into the details of what we do, but we didn't reinvent anything. Like, we didn't buy trucks, we didn't buy warehouses, we took food that was probably otherwise being thrown away or not being used.
Yeah.
So we just took everything that was out there and put it into a new formula and made the same food have impact and help families in a new way.
I know there's this this foundation that I had come across, and they try to help kids, you know, after school. They would go to their building and just, you know, for food and or just like after school programs that they had. And I remember them telling us that, you know, they had a pantry stocked full of food and real food. Mm-hmm. And one of the kids went and just, you know, went crazy that when he saw the food, he was like, oh my God, there's food here. There's actual... and some of these kids, you know, don't eat for, they don't get their breakfast in the morning, and some of them don't get until dinner, and that is their only meal of the day, or unless they've eaten at school.
Okay.
And it's so sad to see that, you know, I mean, I look at my kids and I'm just like, oh my God, like, I would die, like, if my kid went hungry.
Oh, yeah. And this morning I offered my children, they're like, what kind of fruit you have? I was like, I have sugar kiss melon and watermelon and blackberries and raspberries and blueberries and oranges and apples and peaches. What would you like?
Yeah, see, options.
Right,
have
but
options,
that's
but
not the luxury. Yeah. And to have that, it is a luxury. And we have gratitude for that every day. I will never forget this moment, and I don't think Shreela will either, but we were doing the pilot one school 7 years ago. And this child walked up to us, and Shreela asked, what's your favorite item in the bag?
Yeah.
And they were like, oranges. And she goes, oh, they're so juicy. Can you remember it like it was yesterday?
Mm-hmm. I mean. Yeah, I remember the
and,
child.
And she goes, they're so juicy. He goes, yeah, I never had one before.
Oh.
Yeah.
Third grade, Houston, Texas, fourth largest city in America. A child never had an orange. This was not like a kiwi or persimmon or a pomegranate. It was an orange.
I think food is, you know, we forget that it is at the basic, you know, at the very bottom of your Maslow's hierarchy of needs, right? You need food to live. You need to eat to live. And you need to eat well to live well.
Yes.
And I think that's kind of the disconnect, is it's not just food about filling your bellies, but it's about eating the right food. And with kids, that's critical.
Yeah.
Right, what you eat is how your, you know, it's fuel to your body. What you put in is the performance you're going to get out. If you're not going to put water in your car tomorrow and expect it to run, right? So why would you then, you know, put a soda
drink
a soda for breakfast and expect your body to run? We're just not built that way. So, you know, it's not just about eating something to stay alive. It's about eating well, to live well. And we have to invest in our kids. I mean,
absolutely. They're the future.
Yeah, I don't think that's, and you know, we need to argue about that. Yeah.
But the interesting thing is when we invest in our kids, the parents end up investing in themselves in a way that we didn't expect either, because they might not do it for themselves, but if their kids are involved, because you want your kids to have a better life, you might take on some of these habits too, so their lives are better. Yeah. And then the whole family shifts. Yeah. And then you've not just broken a new cycle for that generation, but you've gone back and you've helped everyone live healthier.
Yeah. And kids eat by example.
Right.
Yeah. That we've seen that over and over again. And I can tell you, do you want me to share the formula for Brighter Bites?
Sure, please. Okay. Yes.
So, you know, I think the formula really is where the magic is. And, of course, you know, Lisa saw it firsthand in her families. And that's the formula that still stands to today, what we have today. And it has three main pillars. So if you put the umbrella of access plus education, we want to go where kids are, right, in schools. Yes. And so this is a school-based program, and it's a health promotion program. We are not there to just hand out fruits and vegetables. We really are there because we want to systemically change behavior, and we want to change the school and the home environment that the kids are in. So our three pillars are produce distribution, right? We send home beautiful bags of fresh fruits and vegetables each week home with the families. It's at no cost to the families. Families get 8 to 12 different kinds of fruits and vegetables, and it's purposefully built such that there's some old and some new. And I still remember Lisa telling me, no, we need some new and some old in that very first conversation, because that continuity, and at that time, the name of the program was slightly...
Yeah, we're not going to talk about it. I'm not very creative. Luckily, we hired a firm to come up with the name Brighter Bites, because what I came up with was not very good.
I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah, well, we're both not very creative. That's the end of that story.
We can ask you guys off air.
Yeah, we will. I'm not exposing it to the greater public. But, you know, when we did the co-op, there was always things when she referred to as old, like things that we knew, like apples, oranges, bananas. So when the Swiss chard came, or the kale, or the persimmon, like, I wasn't scared of those items because I had familiarity with the others that I was willing to try. I knew if we sent home 8 different items that were all crazy and wild, the parents would be too intimidated and they probably wouldn't use it. But if you sent home some core items and then threw in, you know, bok choy, which we really had mothers in a predominantly Hispanic neighborhood beg us to send home bok choy. I'm not kidding. That was like an amazing moment for me. Butternut squash, things that they haven't handled, there's less intimidation by having the combination.
Yeah, and by sending sufficient amounts, right? We send home about 20 to 25 pounds, which is quite a bit. I mean, if you were to go to a retail store today, you'd be filling like 2 bags of groceries with that amount of produce. But that's, and all of that is grounded in science, right? Because you want to give sufficient amounts so that kids and families have enough to try for everybody, right? That's an additional, so that's 50 servings about. That's an additional 2 servings per family for a family of 4 through the week. So that gives you that extra amount. You know, it's a risk-free trial for your whole family. Not just one person gets to try it and eat it. So that was important.
Yeah.
And then we combined it with a lot of education in school and at home. So, and we teach an evidence-based curriculum called CATCH, or Coordinated Approach to Child Health. Which my place of work, University of Texas School of Public Health, has been involved in developing and evaluating, and it's proven to have positive effects on children and obesity prevalence. So you want to use something that's already been tried and tested. Again, to Lisa's point, don't have to reinvent the wheel. There's lots of programs out there that have been shown to work, and CATCH is one of them. And then at home, we would send materials that tied what they were learning in the school. Because kids and parents and teachers and kids and teachers and parents are not talking about food at all anymore in schools.
They're not talking about much of anything. This is actually like this gateway that introduces parents to teachers when they come and volunteer, when they pick up their bags. it creates conversation between parents and kids, and so that's exciting too.
Yeah, and that's exactly why the last pillar of Brighter Bites exists, which is the fun food experience. So picture this, you know, it's a co-op, right? So each week, one day a week, the families come, they help with the bagging of the produce, and at the end of the school day, they come with their child, pick up their bags of produce, and they get to try a healthy and a tasty recipe that's tied to the produce item in the bag.
In the bag. So they get like a recipe card inside.
They do. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's
and that
so
was
cool.
Like, that was because I love going to the grocery store. Maybe that's why I now work for HEB. And I wasn't.
HEB has that.
Right.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's like
and
going
Central
to.
Market.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's going to Cooking Connection, picking up your, you know, a recipe sample, getting excited about it, going to buy the stuff. But instead, we're handing them the stuff. But we are showing them fresh food tastes good. Yeah. And where our team is preparing it. You know, in the beginning, I used to schlep out my Vitamix blender and make kale smoothies for everyone every week on site at this one school that we were piloting. And of course, now we're in a commercial kitchen and sending out thousands and thousands of samples every week with a big staff. But, you know, I think it's important, again, we're demystifying produce. We're finding ways to make it interesting, show them that it tastes good if it's prepared right. I have moms tell me all the time that before Brighter Bites, they just walked by the produce aisle.
Oh, wow.
They didn't know how to use it. It would spoil quickly. They didn't think their kids would eat it, so they just didn't buy any.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And I had a mom in that first year who would come every week to help us bag, and she is the one, the Brussels sprout story.
Oh, yeah.
She said, I never bought Brussels sprouts when I went to the grocery store because I didn't like it. But through Brighter Bites, I learned that my kids like it because we taught her an easy, she used to boil Brussels sprouts. Well,
yeah.
Nobody likes
boiled. Yeah.
But we taught her, you know, how to roast them. Simple, easy, right? Just olive oil, salt, pepper, or any oil. And her kids loved it. And so even when we weren't giving her Brussels sprouts through the program, she would go buy it.
Wow.
So that's what you want to do, right?
Yeah.
You want to create demand for a product that doesn't exist.
Wow.
And we do it for 16 weeks in the school year, and that's the continuity part of the program, because you want it to be, that's how you create behavior change.
Yeah.
And you create an environmental shift as well, is by having that continuous reinforcement. I mean, we know with kids, right, it's not a one-time thing.
Yeah.
You have to put it in front of them over and over again.
Yeah.
And they get it for 8 weeks in the summer as well. So there's a summer program in the community, and for 16 weeks, it's in the schools itself.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is beyond amazing.
Yeah, and we have stories after stories. Lisa loves stories.
I do too.
I love stories.
Tell me a story.
Okay, well, I will tell you. You know, at the basis, I think, and, you know, what makes Brighter Bites unique is that we care about the people we serve. And people feel it, and they know. So here we have this formula that I came up with, but you know, she put into action, and it just happens to be rooted in great science, and we're having good results. But every time I go out to the sites, I see that the whole thing, they want to hug me and tell me how grateful they are for this program, and it's changed their life. And one time a mom said to me at a school in Houston, 37 different languages being spoken in this school. Can you imagine? And elementary school. And she said, she asked me my story, and I said, no, your story is probably more interesting. Why don't you tell me your story? And she said, I was a Cuban refugee. I came over here as a single mom with two boys. In Cuba, they ate fresh food. Mm-hmm. We got to the States, and we couldn't afford fresh food, and only food people gave us was packaged food, and my children's health started declining.
Aww.
We met Brighter Bites, and you gave us this food, and they started getting healthy again. And then she looked at me with tears in her eyes, and she says, you're the first people to care for us. And if you think about it, at the end of the day, I think we all want to be cared for, and
yes.
Food is a really basic way to provide care, and our staff is engaging with samples, with health tips, with Brighter Bites tattoos, with engaging the parents and volunteering at the co-op. And all of this just provides this really unique community. And these stories come over and over again to me. One mom said that she knew she was supposed to eat right, that she had had terrible thyroid problems, a lot of health issues, health, problems conceiving. It went on and on. She knew she was supposed to eat healthy, but they couldn't afford it. And literally that same year, Brighter Bites came into their lives. So not only is she off over 20 medications that she's on thyroid, this is 4 years later. So it's not only that did she make the shift, but she's continued it.
Wow.
But she's become an advocate for her child, an advocate for the community. She looks amazing. She feels amazing. She doesn't eat to be skinny. She eats to be healthy. And that it just, you know, all came together for her through us providing this food and making this health shift that now is this incredible ripple effect throughout the community. Mm-hmm. And so just providing this access and providing this opportunity, you know, one thing I have learned above anything in doing philanthropic work for Brighter Bites and then also for HEB, every parent wants to do what's right for their child.
Yes.
We all want the best for our kids. We just might not know how.
Yeah. Don't have the resources.
And we don't have the resources. So for someone to come in and help people at such a basic level and make it easy for them, right? We went to the schools because that's where people already were. We didn't want them to have to come and make another stop on the way home because we know their time is limited. Both parents might be working, maybe more than one job. So we brought it to where they are. We brought it in a dignified manner. We have all of our material in English and Spanish. And so we just try to meet people where they're at and make it functional for them.
Yeah. And the other thing I think that's, you know, strong about Brighter Bites that we feel really proud of is the fact that we are giving these communities a voice. We collect a lot of data on the stuff that we do. Well, being an epidemiologist, I love data.
Thank goodness someone does.
Yeah, right.
Because I can't do that.
But I think that's important because, and data, when I say data, not just the quantitative side of the statistics that we hear in the news, but also the qualitative, the stories, right? Because we have to give a voice to the communities that we're serving. And unless we do, because they don't have a voice for themselves. And unless we do that, you know, at the, you know, legislative level or, you know, in any stakeholder group that we are working with, these partnerships don't happen, right? And we cannot then serve the communities better. And most importantly, the way for me and Lisa, if it's not having an impact, right, if we are not really changing behavior, if we're not really improving the schools and the homes in the way that we anticipate or hypothesize from a scientific perspective, then we're not doing right by the communities as well. So from day one, you know, we've had a very strong data backbone where we monitor, we think food as medicine,
yes.
Right? So if you were going to Walgreens, you expect to get the medicine with the dosage, you know how many pills to take and for how long. Well, we need to look at food in a similar way, right? I mean, food has, you know, tastes better than medicine.
That's absolutely.
So taste is
especially fruits and vegetables.
Yes.
Right. But we also have to, so we monitor that on a real-time basis. So right now, we are serving about 25,000 families every week as we speak. That's a lot of families to serve week after week across six
amazing.
Cities. But if you ask us, tell me, Shrigla, what's going on at Herrera Elementary? We can pull up the data right now and show you in real time what's going on and how much we're giving, how are we engaging, did our families come, right? Just because they enrolled doesn't mean they're going to show up. So we document all of that, and then we look at impact. You know, is it working? So are we changing behavior? And we've demonstrated that not only Brighter Bites improves, you know, it's making children and their parents eat more fruits and vegetables while they're in the program, but also 2 years after the program ended, which is tremendous because, so our families were consuming 19 additional servings of fruits and vegetables.
Oh, wow.
2 years after Brighter Bites ended. If you multiply that by 25,000 families, it's about 500,000 additional servings of produce, you know.
And we're just getting started. Like, imagine when we're, you know, beyond just the six cities we're in.
Yeah. All right, so we're going to go on a short break. And when we get back, we will continue our conversation with Shrigla and Lisa from Brighter Bites. And this is Chai Time on 99.5 FM.
Chai Time Show. We'll be right back on 99.5 FM.
Hi, I'm Lynn.
I'm Asma.
I'm Sasha.
I'm Layla.
I'm Alifia.
Join us Mondays from 11 to 12 only on 99.5 FM for a fun afternoon chat with Chai Time,
where we will chat about food, health, beauty, and much, much more. So sit back and just chill.
Just chill, chill, just chill. Just chill, chill.
I'm so sick and tired of just doing the regular girls' night out. We need to think something outside of the box. Like, I'm just something different.
I just heard about this new place that opened up in Sugar Land. It's called Artsy Soul.
Artsy Soul?
Yeah. It's a new place where you can do mosaic, make candles, pottery, painting.
Wow, that sounds like fun.
It is fun. We should get Sarah and Janie and all our girls together for a girls' night. And it's right on University Boulevard.
Let's do this. Give me the number. Let's get the girls together.
The number is 346-874-7507.
Okay, so the number is 346-874-7507. Got it. Okay, well, I'm going to get the girls on the phone.
Celebration meals are always a breeze when you bring your family to Aling's Chinese. A birthday, anniversary, or a special day with friends, Aling's Chinese is setting the trend. Gobi Manchurian and mocktails with style, chili chicken and more, handcrafted to make you smile. All this in one place. So join us, if you please. Bring your family and friends to Aling's Chinese. Halal menu and catering available. Visit alingschinese.com.
Experience royalty at the Maharaja Bhog. Maharaja Bhog, a pure vegetarian cuisine with recipes passed down through generations. 30 different dishes served at your table. Aapka pet to bhar jayega, ji nahi bharega. Visit Maharaja Bhog for a traditional meal in royal style. Boxed meals and catering also available. Call 713-771-2464. That's 713-771-2464.
Suno, ye jo tumhari aankhi hai na?
Ha, meri aankhi?
Jaise bijli ke timtimate hue do bulb.
Hain?
Aur ye jo tumhari reshmi zulfe hain na?
Ha ha, meri reshmi zulfon ka kya?
Jaise bijli ki taare.
Kya?
Aur ye jo tumhara nazuk sa dil hai na?
Ab mere dil ko kya hua?
Jaise koi bijli ka transformer.
Uffo, ye kya tum mere se bijli ki boli bol rahe ho?
Bas kya bataun, jab se ye discount power liya hai na, tab se har cheez mein mujhe bijli hi bijli nazar aati hai.
Waise sach keh rahe ho, mujhe bhi tum aajkal kisi bijli ke khambe se kam nahi lagte.
अरे वाह!
खुदा करे कि तुम्हारा स्विच कभी ऑफ ना हो और ये जो तुम्हारा फड़कता हुआ दिल है ना डिस्काउंट पावर के बिल की तरह हमेशा मेरे काबू में रहे.
Sign up your home or business today. Go to discountpowertx.com. That's discountpowertx.com. Or call 877-455-4674.
Discount Power.
अरे वाह!
PUCT number 10177.
More than 17 years of business experience. Winner of the National Quality Award from the National Association of Insurance and Financial Advisory for 9 consecutive years. Member of the Court of the Table Million Dollar Roundtable, the premier association of insurance and financial professionals for 4 consecutive years. Chairman's Counsel Agent with New York Life, which put him in the top 1% in the country for 8 consecutive years. Supporting community events and charitable organizations for over a decade. One name, Amir Ali Dodia, your agent of the community. Call today to secure your family's financial future. Agent, New York Life Insurance Company, 832-877-0177. That is 832-877-0177. Call today to help secure your family's financial future.
You're listening to the Chai Time Show on 99.5 FM.
Welcome back to Chai Time on 99.5 FM. We end conversation with Sheila and Lisa from Brighter Bites. And of course, we are talking about food, which is our favorite topic. And so to continue our conversation, Lisa, Sheila was talking about data and, impact it has, right? Mm-hmm. And what is your input on that?
You know, I think the thing that has been really interesting to me is, so Brighter Bites in six cities, right? Houston, Dallas, Austin, the D.C. metropolitan area, New York, and Southwest Florida. And when I hear the same stories in Houston that I hear in Queens, and the problem is the same, and it's pervasive all over society. I mean, are there two more different communities than Houston, Texas, and Queens, New York? Probably not. And our programs do run slightly different in each city, right? We have to tailor them. Moving produce throughout New York City versus moving it throughout Houston is a little bit different. But we have great food bank partners in both of those cities. And so that help us with that. But knowing that this is just a issue in society as a whole, and that we need to shift the conversation and shift the way that people think about food impacting their health. So what I say all the time when I'm advocating for Brighter Bites is we have two goals. One is to impact every family we touch, and Shreela studies that and has so much incredible data. And then two is that we need to change the conversation that we're having around food, and understanding that you can take personal responsibility for your health through eating the right foods. That I had health problems before I created Brighter Bites, before I started introducing so much fresh fruits and vegetables into my house and my health. And they weren't horrible problems. You know, thankfully, they didn't get so bad to the point where I had cancer or something that was so debilitating, but I had 5 sinus infections a year. I had stomach issues. I had strep throat. I finally got shingles right before I really immersed myself in a diet change. And then we've been doing this 8 years. I've been doing this probably 10 years total on my own, and I've never had another sinus infection. I don't even know when it's allergy time in Houston, Texas, because I'm never sick because I shifted my diet. So that, you know, that's a personal story and why I'm so passionate about it. But the truth is that my goal is that everybody understands by eating the right food, they too can have all of those things leave their lives. Their children will be healthier, make it to school more often, feel better in the classroom, make better grades. They will get to work more. They will spend less money on healthcare, less time in the doctor. And so the stories like I shared earlier about the wonderful woman, Karen, that got off all her thyroid medications, we hear this everywhere. You know, oh, we didn't know that we were pre-diabetic. We're right on the line, and we met Brighter Bites, and we've lost 30 pounds, and now I don't need to go to the doctor anymore. It's that simple. And think how inexpensive this produce is compared to the doctor bills that keep going. And so I think that's very important, that we're making this huge impact and shifting the way people understand how food impacts their body. The other thing that's been really exciting to see is that we're making a big shift in the schools. So I kind of touched on this earlier, but parents are volunteering for the first time in their children's school because of Brighter Bites. Mm. They, in a lot of underserved communities, there's low literacy rates, there's immigration issues, there's just fear that they don't have anything to contribute at the school because they're not as highly educated. Nothing could be farther from the truth, but this is this mentality that parents have, right? So they don't get involved in their kids' education. But everybody can relate to food. And so they come in and they pack produce. They come and pick up their produce. Teachers see them for the first time. They talk. There's no more intimidation. And they're overall, we're creating this community of health around fresh produce, and it's shifting the dynamic of the school, and everybody's just more engaged in life, and that's really exciting.
And I think another exciting part that, or the conversation, or the shift in conversation that we've had an opportunity to be part of, is even also further upstream with the food industry. So a lot of the produce we get, we partner with local food banks in most of our cities, but we also partner with for-profit companies like, you know, Sysco Foods is a huge partner, and also many food growers around the country. And for them, we're creating a customer, right? We know our data shows that we are increasing demand for a product that probably didn't exist in those families. So, and also giving these companies an opportunity to create social impact.
Right.
Yeah, we in Florida, we have this incredible partner, Lipman Family Farms, and they said to us, we want to bring you into our community for our farm worker community that has such little resources. And it's so interesting, this community of Immokalee is across the street from Naples, Florida, literally separated by a highway. Naples is one of the highest per capita incomes in the country, and then you're like in a third world country across the highway with all these farm workers, and they wanted to provide equality. They wanted these farmers and their children to have the same produce that they're picking in their homes so they could benefit from the health, and they brought us in and started a whole program in Florida. I mean, this is this unbelievable billion-dollar farm, not a small operation, but sees the value of the social impact in their community and wanting to make a difference for the people that work with them and the people that are surrounding. So it's stories like that that are crazy impressive, that people have such good hearts and want to do the right thing. And again, they relate to food. We've also had a lot of good luck talking to the government, both on the local, the state, and the federal level. We've both testified before Congress. So people are interested in hearing what is happening in the food world and the health world and how we can marry those together. And so just the fact that we have this platform that we are able to speak there, Michelle Obama's nonprofit Partnership for Healthy America, they awarded us their partnership award for the year, their community advocate. People are doing this all over. And it's not about the awards. It's really about the collaboration and getting this platform to spread this message and really impact people. So you can impact the people we touch, and then we can hopefully, even having this conversation today, and maybe it'll inspire someone and be like, oh, you know, I haven't felt that good. Yeah. Maybe I should be eating an apple every day, or adding some Swiss chard to my dinner, or drinking a kale smoothie. Yeah. Or getting involved in Brighter Bites in any of the ways you want to.
Yeah.
And
talking about involvement, you know, the food industry has been involved tremendously, and creating this, what we call an alternative supply chain framework. All our produce is donated.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, majority of it. And that donated produce is produce that would otherwise have gone into the landfill. I mean, Lisa, I have a picture of Lisa that I show on all my PowerPoints, where she's in the middle of this field. It's lush green with lettuce, but it's completely picked. So the field still has all of this lettuce left after the picking is done. Oh. And it's left to die in the landfill because it's expensive to pick, and it's the freight associated with the produce is expensive.
Did you know that the freight to bring the produce, let's say from California to Texas, is more expensive than the product itself?
Oh my.
Yeah. So how do you then, you know, so we have linked, you know, along the food chain, all of these supply chain frameworks to then bring in this donated product so then we can give it to our families and create this environment where ultimately they go to the store and buy it.
Yeah.
Right? So, but it's that you have to create an ecosystem in which the families can actually get to try, you know, fruits and vegetables and have the knowledge of how to use it. Just giving them is not going to work either.
Right.
It has to be combined with education on how to store it, how to cook it, how to make it last longer, and most importantly, it has to taste good.
Yeah.
If it's not delicious,
it's not gonna.
Yeah. It's got to look good too.
Yeah. We, you know, we capture data on food waste. How much? Because if you're giving them the food, are they throwing it away?
Yeah.
And we've seen this even at the distributions. You know, I was at this distribution where they had. We had this pallet of grapes, green grapes, and. Some of them were kind of towards the end of their life, you know, about 10% of the pallet, maybe less than that. And we were going to throw that away. But the parents were like, nope, you're not going to. They sorted through every grape and kept the grapes, you know, and this is not the only. I mean, we've seen this over and over, but they sorted through every grape and did not want to waste. They're like, grapes are expensive. If I go to the grocery store, you're not throwing it. If it's good, we're going to keep it. And they sorted through each and every grape, and we kept as many were good. So, you know, we've documented food waste in our families, too, and it's, like, minimal. It's which is, you know, a lot of that sometimes people think about, oh, you give it to them, they're going to throw it away. No, I mean, we have data, you know, thousands of families that shows that, no, you teach them how to use it, and you give them, you build a bag, that gives them familiar, something new. And, you know, over time they will eat it. So that's been another kind of a takeaway for us, which has been, I don't know, to me it was a little surprising, pleasantly surprising. We've learned a lot. I think we've learned more from our families than probably they've learned.
We're learning a lot through you guys.
Yeah, I mean, the first time when we met you, Sheila, we honestly had no idea. Mm-hmm. We didn't know Brighter Bites, and we are, you know, our platform is mostly getting involved in the community with, you know, nonprofit organizations. And when we met you, it was an eye-opener for us. It was a shocking thing for us, like, oh my God, there's something like that that does exist, because most of the time, a lot of organizations, they do focus on education, they focus on well-being of the family, but somehow we miss the food part of it. And this organization, Brighter Bites, is phenomenal. I mean, you know, what y'all are doing, it's just, it's really great. Of course, our listeners out there, if they want to get involved in, you know, in Brighter Bites, how do they go about doing it?
So, several ways, but here's a great story. This weekend, a friend of mine texted me and said, hey, my kids have a day off of school in October. Can we come and volunteer at Brighter Bites? And I said, yeah, I'll introduce you to our volunteer coordinator. She's wonderful. By the way, we should add that even though this was an idea of ours, we have over 70 people working for Brighter Bites now across the country. So this is not like a Sheila and Lisa mom and pop operation anymore. We have a phenomenal CEO and like all these great people that are sending out this produce and creating this program every week. But anyways, I said, I'll introduce you to our volunteer coordinator. She'll set you up. She goes, Lisa, I've already registered online. So I've gotten all the kids registered. And, you know, so you can register to volunteer online. You can pick a school and a date that makes sense to you. It's a great activity for children and adults alike, right? Because there's not a lot of training to putting oranges in the bag. You know, you can figure out, okay, this one doesn't look good. We'll let that one go. This one goes in. And everyone understands food, so they love that. So volunteering, we always need volunteers. We hope that we have enough parent volunteers from each school every week, but we always can use more. And I think it's the kids from my children's school come out every year. It's so impactful. Even just understanding that some people can't just buy food, buy what they want at the grocery store, has been really impactful for a lot of children that I've seen. Yeah, right, absolutely. And then, you know, of course, we are a nonprofit and we are always raising money. And so if anyone wants to donate to Brighter Bites, you can also go to brighterbites.org. So really volunteering, really philanthropic donations. And then if you're a company, a food service company, a retailer, anyone in the food industry, anyone that's in freight, whatever it is, we would love to figure out how to partner with you. Like, you know, we say that we try to meet everyone where they're at. So, like I said earlier, we go to the schools because that's where the families already are at. But we want to meet our partners where they're at too and create meaningful relationships with them so they're giving them back in a way that makes sense for them and meets their philanthropic goals. So if you want to work with us, we'll find a way to work with you.
I also want to give a plug for a research program. I've had, over the years, I've had the pleasure of working with a lot of high school students, undergrads, who engage in the research side of things as well. You know, if there are students out there who are interested and motivated, and if you're in high school or undergrad, or, I mean, we have a graduate program at the School of Public Health, and, you know, feel free to contact us and we'll work with you guys in that. Well, they can contact us through brighterbites.org. Okay. And I think, you know, they can reach us through that and we'll connect back with them.
That's great. Yeah. And so what is coming up next for Brighter Bites?
A lot.
A lot, yeah.
All right. I'm ready to write.
Okay. So we're really excited. We just brought in a new CEO. His name is Rich Dackman. He's been on our board. He was the head of produce worldwide for Sysco Foods. He was running a multi-billion-dollar produce operation for them. And when we needed a new head of the organization at the end of the last year, he said, well, I'm ready to retire. If you want me to run this full time, I will. So it's really a dream come true to have someone with that kind of business acumen coming to run it. And he's just a great guy. So he knows what he's doing. He's scaled businesses before, and he also is intent and really passionate about mentoring our staff and getting them to the best place that they can be as well. So we are going to launch a new city in Texas. I'm not going to tell you exactly where it is, but it's an area of the state that really, really needs this more than almost anyone. So we're really excited to launch our seventh city. And then we are interviewing different partners in different cities to see the new ones that we can launch across the country and entering into new partnerships. Again, we don't ever go into a community by ourselves. We either look for a food bank partner or a for-profit food service provider or distributor, I lost my words there. So we need different partners. We need the schools. We need everyone. You know, in every city that we're in, we have a waiting list of schools to get into our program. So the need, I believe, again, these cities are so different, all of them, but there's need everywhere. I believe the need's going to be anywhere we go. But it's finding the right partners to make the program happen. So again, we're not buying food storage space. We're not buying trucks.
We don't want to reinvent the wheel.
No. We just want to go in where we're needed and that we can provide something different. Maybe a food bank has a lot of produce, but they don't have a lot of nutrition education program. And we can come in and be the catalyst for that for them and meet their goals. Again, meeting them where they're at. And so that's what we want to do. Or if there's a for-profit company that it's their mission to give back into the community, can we partner with them and make something happen?
Or if schools want to get engaged, they can also, on Brighter Bites, we have a sort of a membership application. Yeah. So you can fill that application and get on the waiting list, and our staff will immediately contact you and get that relationship going as well. So we're in a school 3 years in a row because that's the time it takes to build the behavior change. And then we're off for 3 years. We continue the education part and then we come back. So we have a three on, three off model. So, you know, we're trying to touch as many schools and communities as we possibly can. I think, and another way I think for us to get, for someone, whoever's interested to get engaged in Brighter Bites is also coming and volunteering at our distributions. We have distribution every day in hundreds right now this year. I don't know what the final tally was for the schools, but we're in over 90 schools right now. You know, they can come and
register. And you can do it all online. I'm sheepish to admit, I didn't even know that we were that savvy, but you can pick your school online. Yeah. You can register. You can bring your kids. You can bring your family. You can bring your friends. And it's kind of hard work, by the way, moving boxes of produce and bagging it up. But it is so gratifying. And, you know, there was a child a few years ago that did their bat mitzvah project for us. And she came out and driving into the school in the third ward, she passed by some trailer homes. And she said, she kind of got scared. I mean, this is what her mom told me. And then later on, she did too. She said, I was nervous. I'd never been in this part of Houston before. And then I got to the school and I realized we all just wanted the same thing, for people to have access to healthy foods and live great lives. And at 13, for her to see that, she went to an elite private school in Houston and hadn't been exposed to different communities. So, you know, if we can expose people and show every human being is the same, we're all just trying to make it and do right in the world, that I think that's a great lesson we can teach our children too.
Yeah, I mean, one of the stories that actually motivated me to write an op-ed that never got published, but was this woman, this family from, we went to New York for a bagging. We had taken all our board members there, and we also had a board meeting. But we were at this bagging, and this mom was bagging. We were bagging lemons. We were on the lemon line. And we were bagging lemons together. And so we were, you know, you get close for an hour and a half, two hours. You're intimate in that process, right? So you start talking, and she wasn't talking much during the bagging. But after the bagging ended, and we were just sitting around, you know, just conversing, and she was there as well. You know, I said, "Where are you from? And tell me about yourself." And she talked about how she has three kids, one of them with special needs. Her husband had just lost his job a few months ago, so they lost their home, and they had to move in, five of them, with her mother-in-law in a one-bedroom apartment. And so we had gone there right before Christmas, and she said, you know, a few months ago, before the school year started, I knew I wasn't going to have any money left over for any Christmas gifts for my kids. And she said, I also didn't know what snacks to get, like, what do I give, you know? And so she said, with Brighter Bites, she now does not have to worry. The kids, when they come home, there's always something for them to grab on. I mean, and she can't work because she has a special needs child, so she can't work. And so while her husband is looking for work, you know, food was a big issue, but now she doesn't. And most importantly, she said they save on average about $35 on retail on their weekly grocery bill. And she said now she has money to buy some toys and some gifts for her kids at Christmas. Not only that, so if that's not heartwarming enough, right?
He's gonna make us cry today.
I know. If that's not, she said it gave her the mental space to plan what she's going to do next year. And she said she's going to move with her family to Atlanta, Georgia, because her sister lives there, and she can help her take care of her kids, and it's cheaper than New York. Yeah, I guess so. And, you know, she would have the social support to move forward in a more positive. And then she was like, can we bring Brighter Bites to that?
We're like, yes!
But, you know, it's stories like this that
And she was feeling cared for, right? At the end of the day, it's like this virtuous cycle of caring where we cared for her, she cared for herself. It made us so proud and grateful that we could do this, that we start caring for ourselves more. It's really a tremendous opportunity.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, it is time to go. I wish I could, like, pack you guys up and, like, keep you guys with us. But it is time to go. So, as always, we would like to leave you with a joke, a thought, some humor to start off with a fun week. To all the beautiful kids out there, always remember, you are braver than you believe, stronger than you seem, smarter than you think, and twice as beautiful as you have ever imagined.
So thank you once again, Shreela and Lisa. It was a pleasure having you here on Chai Time.
Thank you.
And we hope to see you back again. We'll have a lot, you guys will have a lot more stories to share with us.
We'd love it.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for tuning in with your Chai Time girls here on 99.5 FM. Yali madad khuda hafiz, ciao, sasriyakal, bye, adios, arrivederci, sayonara. Remember, my friends, it's
Chai Time.
Anytime.
Anywhere.
Bye-bye.
Yay! That was so fun! I was like, that was a fast hour.
That was!
Can you take a picture?
We'll take a picture.